Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chen.
Hey there, race fans. Welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I'm your host, Infield Chen, and I got a fun show for you tonight. As you know, I usually do this show on Tuesday nights, but I wasn't able to do it last night because Brian Keselowski and I attended the MDA of Charlotte's event at the Charlotte Convention Center. Now, this was our fifth year with them, and every year it gets better and better. There were professional football players, golfers, and a good amount of NASCAR drivers like Brian Keselowski, Mike and Kenny Wallace, Chris Buescher, Spencer Gallagher, K&N driver Reed Wilson, and ARCA driver Joey Williams. There was even Sergeant Slaughter there. And how cool is it to have, you guys got to remember Sergeant Slaughter from the WWF back in the day. Well, I took a picture with him, and I sent it straight to my brother while I was standing right next to Sergeant Slaughter, and I told him as I was sending it, my brother's going to fall over himself. And sure enough, I got a text message back a little bit later, and he's like, oh, my God, I can't. He was freaking out. But it was a really cool time. There was a silent auction. Live auctions and private donations were also accepted. These kids of the MDA, they're awesome, and the goal of the event was to help raise money so that these kids suffering from muscular dystrophy can get the things that they need, and it was also to raise money to send these kids to summer camp. Ryan and I went to the summer camp a few years ago, and it's a lot of fun, and the kids get to be kids, and they forget that they have MS. It's a really cool deal. It only costs $800 to send a kid to camp, and if you want to be a hero to one of these guys and girls, go to charlottemuscleteam.com. It'll really help them out so much. And that's charlottemuscleteam.com. All right, tonight on the show, I will be speaking with Laura Hawk, a really dedicated fan who traveled across the country just to see last weekend's All-Star Race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And I'll be speaking with Adam King of collegetown.com. I'll be chatting with them in just a bit, but first, congratulations are in order for Kyle and Samantha Bush on the birth of their son, Rexton Locke Bush, who came into the world on Monday night at 9:45 p.m., weighing in at 7 pounds, 10 ounces, 21 inches long. I didn't know Samantha was 21 inches long. That's a big baby for a girl her size. Good for her. Mom and baby are doing great, according to the sources. Another big congratulations are in order for Brad Keselowski and girlfriend Paige White on the birth of their daughter, who entered the world on Tuesday evening. They aren't quite ready to introduce their baby to the world just yet. But when they are, they will announce the time, weight, how many inches the baby was at birth, and all that good stuff. I will say this, baby's adorable, and mom and baby girl are doing just great. So, all I have to say about this week, this last weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway was wow, and I know a lot of other people did as well. I went there with my best friend, Rob Thompson, and my team owner, manager, sponsor, Bob Juergens, who I can't thank enough for everything that he's done for Brian and I over the years. And I really, really mean that. But we had a great time, and we accomplished a lot in getting the word out about RaceFansRock.com to fans, media, and a lot of the race teams. Pretty cool. I did a lot of running back and forth to the media center to post results on InfieldGen.com and some pictures that I snapped sit in the photographer's room, and that was pretty cool, you know. Hearing them talk about their day and the different shots that they have to take and hope that they get certain drivers that will give them the opportunity to take the shots that they need in order to earn a paycheck, it really opened my eyes as to what it's like for them to be at the track and what they have to do and all the things that they go through. So from here on out, I will pay even extra attention to them when we finally do get Brian back on track, hopefully sooner than later. And if any of them want to get a picture with Brian or Carr, whatever, I will make sure that they get everything that they need because I totally understand what they have to go through a lot better now. But it was a really, really good weekend. And I'm starting to see now, thanks to my website and RaceFansRock.com site, that others in the media and even the track are seeing me more of as a media outlet as well as the public relations representative for Brian Keselowski. I was asked exactly what I was, either a media entity or Brian's PR rep or a personality. And I asked if there was an all-of-the-above answer to that question. And this goes back to, like, the, well, I don't know if you want to call it an obstacle, but ever since I became known as Infield Jen, it's been really difficult for me to kind of classify it all because no one else does what I do as I do it. So how I do it, so how do you classify something like that? You know, I still have not figured out how to do that, but I see it as a good thing. Now, I don't want to, you know, have any limitations on what I can do for myself and what I can do to enhance someone's experience at the racetrack, but you definitely don't see other PR reps out there going over the wall and doing pit stops like I do. You don't see other personalities out there fulfilling fan requests as I do my best to do every time I am at the track. You don't see other PR people putting together their own social sites to help other teams publicize their drivers and sponsors, where I am more than happy to do it. And you certainly don't see other PR reps watch fans have fun in Victory Lane, which I was so glad to do that I had the chance to do it. I took pictures of them all, and they're all posted on InfoGen.com. But there was one group of guys who lifted one of their other friends, and they all threw up the number one sign in Victory Lane with their fingers. And I don't know how the hell they didn't drop the guy, but they were so happy to be there, and you could clearly see it on their faces. And a lot of other fans were there that were in Victory Lane. They had a great time, too. It's really cool to just go to the racetrack and people watch. I love it. You know, and I can pretty much tell at this point if it's a person's first time at the track. And I'll go up and chat with them or try to give them a little info about the track and let them know if there's anything cool that they should check out and things like that, you know. It's a lot of fun, and I don't mind doing that at all. And, hey, if anything, I gained a new follower on my social sites that I can interact with. But most of all, it feels pretty good to help race fans have a better experience at the racetrack. So there you have it. Now, speaking of first time, something that will be a first time for me. I've been asked to host the driver interviews and autograph sessions this week on Thursday and Friday at Speed Street in Charlotte. The driver interviews will be on Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., and the stage is located on 4th Street and Tryon Street. I'll be on the stage with drivers Brian Ellis, Brandon McReynolds, Jake Ruggles, and I think a couple more will be added by Thursday. And I'll be asking them some questions and getting some fans in on the audience to ask them some questions, so it should be a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie, I am a bit nervous, and actually, when I was asked to do this, I really thought that they got me mixed up with, like, either Monica Palumbo, who one of them who do stuff like this and these kind of events, and they've been doing it for a really long time, and they're really good at it, you know? Now, as for me, up until now, everything that I've done has either been in person or online and on this radio show, but hey, I'm game, I'm willing to try new things and push myself into new opportunities, so thankfully, this weekend, you know, this past weekend, actually, I had the chance to talk to Monica Palumbo. I spoke to Kim Kuhn and a couple others who do this and have done this, and I got some really good tips and pointers on how to get through it successfully, so I feel a lot better about doing it this weekend, and I'm more excited about it. So we'll see how it goes. Now, if you are in the downtown Charlotte area this week for Speak Street, like I said, I'll be there on the stage on Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6. Come see me, interview some of your favorite drivers, and I will be more than happy to give the microphone to you and let you ask the questions, because that's more of what I do. This is going to be a lot of fun, though. Again, stage is located on 4th and Tryon, so I hope to see you there. They say about 400,000 people come out to experience it over the whole week, and hey, like I said, if you're in the area, you should too. Aside from drivers that will be there talking and doing autograph sessions, there's going to be a bunch of vendors out there, live music, good food. It's really family-oriented, and it's really racing-related, so pretty cool. There will even be some race cars set up, and fans can take their pictures with the cars. And like I said, it's a really cool event, and I'm truly honored to be a part of it. Another cool thing that's available for everyone to participate in is the raffle that's going on. Now, for a $20 raffle ticket, some very lucky fan can win a ginormous prize package with something like over 60 or 70 genuine autograph items. That's right. You heard me right. One person who wins this raffle, which will be announced on June 1st, will win this fantastic prize package. I wish I could win it. I don't think I'm eligible. But the best part is that you do not even have to be there. So you can get your tickets online, and there are only 500 tickets available. All right, so one ticket costs $20, and if you buy 5 tickets, that's $100, you'll get one free. So for $100, you'll have 6 chances of winning a prize package worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. For tickets, go to Facebook and type in the search, Autograph Zone at Speed Street, Uptown Charlotte. Give the page a like and get your tickets. All right, so I have to tell you, a lot of cool things are really starting to happen with RaceFansRock.com and my InfoGen brand. personality, whatever you want to call it, right? I don't know yet. Actually, some of the other racetracks are on the NASCAR circuit are starting to reach out to me, and they're interested in having me do some stuff with their fans in the fan zones and at the track. So, you know, we'll see what happens, and hey, you never know. Maybe I'll be out there, and you'll be there, and I'll be able to get a fan request fulfilled for you right on the spot. I would love to be able to do that for some people, too. So I'm getting to do some things that I really, really never thought that I would be doing. And yeah, this weekend was full of things that I never thought would happen. But as it turns out now, I have hero cards. And I got to tell you the truth. When my manager told me that he was getting them done, I thought, okay, like, do I really need those? And he's like, yeah, you do. And I was like, okay. So he's like, so, you know, if you think that's, if that's what you think I need, then, all right, we'll get them, you know, but I was weird. But anyway, when he got to the track and he actually showed them to me, because he met me at the track and he showed up with the cards, I took one look at them and it just felt weird to see me on there. I was like, what the heck? I never thought that I would have them or need them or whatever, but we gave away some to fans who kind of recognized me at the track, and then they asked me to sign it, and I was like, that got even weirder. I just felt so strange. I was like, yeah, okay, you're joking, right? They're like, no, they were serious. You want to laugh? So I signed the cards, by the way, but what a funny thing is, I didn't even show those cards yet to Brian. I just can't. But my friend's cool about everything, and he did help me the other night when I got the graphic for the banner that would make him to Speed Street, and I am so sure I'm going to turn bright red when I see this thing, too. It's pretty cool, and I hope everything works out so that I can continue to connect with race fans and their favorite drivers and teams on a much bigger level so I can do more for them. I would just rather be looking at, you know, the drivers on the banners instead of me. Whatever, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll just get used to it. Okay, enough about me. Let's talk All-Star Weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. I'm going to start with the Camping World Truck Series. Casey Kane won it for Junior Motorsports. How cool was that? Now, you know, that was Junior Motorsports' second appearance in the Truck Series, and they came out on top. Casey Kane is good in the Truck Series, and this is personally Casey's sixth Truck Series start, and he has 5 wins and 1 second-place finish. Hello, that is fantastic. Maybe he should do some more of those races. But then again, you'll have those people that say cup drivers shouldn't be in this series and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, most people out there really don't know how easy it is to actually be able to put a team together. Now, I'm not suggesting that everyone go run out and do it. But if you can get a car or a truck and you can get some people to work on it and a place to work on it, as long as you pay the entry fee to NASCAR, you fill out the paperwork and you get your licensing, then bam, you're a team owner and you're going to the races. Now, of course, you need the right funding to do it all, which we all know is not easy to come by. But what I'm saying is it's not impossible for someone with that kind of dream to actually make it happen. It can be done. And it can be done much easier than, say, if you wanted to do it in any other sports, like football or baseball. You can't just go out and buy an NFL football team and show up next week and play, you know, same as in baseball. But you can in NASCAR. So there you go. Anyway, back to Casey Kane and his win on Friday night. It was a good one for him and Junior Motorsports. And I got to see them after the race in the media center. And I kind of got there after the interview started because I was actually in the photo room posting results, you know, on my website. And when I walked in, you know how like when you're in church and you're trying to be quiet, but you walk in and everybody turns around and looks at you? I kind of had that deal. But so I kind of just stopped, smiled, waved, and took a seat real quick. But it was okay because they smiled back, so it was all good, you know. Anyway, they went on to speak about the race. They gave their interview, which it's all recorded, and it's posted in its entirety on infogen.com. So if you'd like to hear what they said and all that, it's all on infogen.com under the media tab, drop-down menu, audio files. Check it out. So the sprint showdown was pretty cool, too. Greg Biffle led every lap of the caution-free 20-lap segment of Friday night sprint showdown at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Biffle said, I'm really excited. Now, he started second and traded paint with pole winner Paul Menard before assuming the top spot on the first lap. He said, we worked really hard and we had a good track position. We qualified really well. It seems like we're getting our cars a little bit better. It's like, we know we still have a lot of work to do, but when it got out in clean air, it was pretty fast and we were able to hold up Clint and have a pretty good lead. I definitely did not want to see a caution flag. I wasn't ready to restart and mix it all up again. But we're pretty happy with the car, and I've never been so excited to win half a race in my life. That's funny. The Martin Truex Jr. was one of four drivers who changed two tires during the break between segments, and the driver of the number 78 took the lead to start segment number two. But a caution for J.J. Yeley's spin out of turn four slowed the field on lap 22 and put Clint Bowyer in position to take advantage of his four fresh tires. Good deal. After a couple of laps of three-wide racing, Bowyer passed Truex and Kyle Larson to take the lead for good. He wound up with a 1.521 second lead over Paul Menard, who finished in second place. Bowyer said after the race, "I'm so glad that we're part of a show that I almost did a burnout. That really wouldn't have been such a good thing." Now, once again, Danica Patrick won the fan vote, and which allowed her to participate in the Sprint All-Star race, where she finished in 20th place. It was Denny Hamlin in his number 11 FedEx Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota that got to take home $1 million and that gorgeous All-Star trophy. Denny made his move with three laps to go. As he drove into turn one to start lap 107, with Kevin Harvick glued to his bumper, he was also ready to make a run for that $1 million prize. Hamlin moved up a lane in the corner and took Harvick's line away, causing Harvick to lose momentum. Now, Denny went on to say, "It was more defense than anything, but it turned to offense for me. Harvick kept getting closer and closer, and eventually he gets to that right rear quarter panel, and your race is done." He's like, "Initially, I was looking in my mirror, and I knew it was going to be a defensive move to take his line, but I was just going to have to do something different because I was starting to lose time. My laps were dropping off, and I just had to do something different to try and salvage a win, and that was obviously the key move for us." Well, it obviously was, because that move got him the win. And when asked what he was going to do with the $1 million, he gave a really good, noble, fatherly answer, and he said it was going to go towards his daughter's college fund. That's really a great thing to do with the money, and with the way college tuitions are rising every year. By the time his daughter's ready to go to college, he may just need at least 1 million big ones to cover the cost of it. But anyway, nice job for Denny Hamlin and Joe Gibbs Racing. Now, as I said, you know, when I'm at the track, getting signal is kind of is a really tough thing to do, and sometimes it doesn't cooperate with my phone during the race. So I wasn't able to be on my social sofa on Facebook or in my live social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com. But I did try to take as many pictures as I possibly could and upload them. I fulfilled a bunch of fan requests, which was great, and I was happy to do it. But I wasn't able to be on the social sofa with everyone watching at home. And this is definitely something that I'm going to try and figure out in the future. Obviously, I'd like to be at more races. I'd like to be at all the races to interact with the fans, drivers, teams, get more requests fulfilled. You know, but at the same rate, I want to be online talking to everybody while I'm doing what I do at the track too, you know. So I found myself going back and forth between the media center and pit road, post and chat. But, you know, what I really wanted to do was, like, split myself in two and do both at the same time. Now, since I haven't found a way to do that just yet, I'm going to have to come up with another solution. So I'll keep working on it. But, you know, aside from Speed Street, the event in Charlotte, this week is known as Speed Week. And it's a very, very special week for the fans that make the trip to this area. These race fans will have the opportunity to go to different race shops for fan appreciation days, and they have the chance to meet some of their favorite drivers and learn about their sponsors. A lot of the shops open up their doors to the public and allow fans to get a good inside look and see how things happen in the shop. It's super cool, and if you ever get the chance to do it, if you haven't done it yet, make sure you come down and do it. Put it on your bucket list if you haven't done it already, like my first guest did. Now, she is a very, very dedicated race fan. Pleasure of meeting her last weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And I have her on the line right now. I want to welcome Laura Hawk to the show. Laura, are you there? Laura, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you are. Hey, Laura.
Hello.
Thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, Laura, when I met you on pit road last weekend, you told me your story, and I knew right then and there that I wanted to have you come on the show and talk about it. Please tell our listeners what brought you to Charlotte and where you came from.
I came from Phoenix, Arizona, and I came down here. Actually, I came to meet friends from Michael Horton. Came down here to see them to watch the races.
So you traveled across the country road just to kind of hang out and from Phoenix and to hang out for the Ulta race and Speed Week and all that. Cool.
Yes.
So let's take it back a little bit. When did – go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When did you actually become a race fan?
I grew up. My dad raced when I was very little. Grew up at the dirt tracks. Watched NASCAR since I can remember.
Now, have you always lived out on the West Coast?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. So who's your favorite driver?
Kyle Busch.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cool. I don't get many Kyle Busch fans, but that's really cool.
Yeah, there's not many of us.
Did you have the chance to meet him yet?
No, not in person. But at the All-Star race, I did when we were down there for a driver introduction. And when they were throwing their hats out, the hat that he did throw, I did catch.
Oh, cool. I actually have a picture of that.
Yes.
I have a picture of the hat that he threw. Very cool.
Oh, do you?
So,
yes, I caught
it. Yeah, I have it. Oh, very cool. Well, then you got to get him to sign it next week. So if you can,
draw,
if you can get down there.
It is signed.
Huh?
It
oh,
is signed.
Perfect. That saves your trip right there. Very cool. Very cool.
Yes.
Now, what other tracks have you been to besides Charlotte now?
I've been to Phoenix. I've been to Vegas, California, and Texas.
Very cool. I've never been to Texas yet. So what did you think of Charlotte Motor Speedway?
I liked it. I only got to watch it from pit road, so I haven't got to see the complete track. I'll be able to see that on Saturday.
Okay.
But I really liked it.
Now, what would you say?
I really enjoyed it.
Cool. What would you say is like some of the best features of Charlotte Motor Speedway compared to other tracks that you've been to?
I like skiing. It's wonderful. I mean, you park and you get right into the track. You don't have to walk miles and miles to get to it.
That's true. Yeah, I remember Phoenix being, when I went out to Phoenix, we had to park all the way outside and then walk all, that was a hike. Okay, so yeah, they do have a lot of parking around the area. Was there anything about Charlotte Motor Speedway that you did not like or wish that they had compared to other tracks that you've been to?
No, not anything that I haven't seen yet. I mean, we were only there for the All-Star race. I wasn't there, you know. I think I'll be able to experience a whole lot more Saturday because I'll be there all day long. But I really like the facility.
Cool. Yeah, I do too. Did you get a chance to check out the outside of the track and see what, see all like the souvenir halls and everything that they had set up out there for fans?
Yes, I did. We walked through and we did the Ford. The Ford driving, I don't know what they call it. The Ford
experience.
Exhibit. We did that. And we walked around some of the trailers.
Nice.
I got my sister a Dale Jr. shirt.
Ah, okay. Would you say that they had a lot of stuff for fans to do out there?
From what we walked, I would say it wasn't as much as I would think Texas and Phoenix had.
Okay.
But I didn't walk as much as maybe that they had. I didn't walk around the entire. They may have had more than what I walked.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm not sure.
So now you've been here down here all week. What have you done? Do you go to any of the race shops? And what do you plan for the rest of the week?
Yeah, I think we've done all of them so far but Childress, and I think I'm going to do Childress tomorrow.
Okay. Cool.
And I've driven, the only thing that confuses me is the roads. They're windy and they're, roads are square. Everything is square and here they kind of go all over the place.
I totally agree. Coming from Brooklyn, New York, and I lived on a grid, down here, and I had a lot of trouble. Generally, still to this day, don't leave my house without the GPS on. So, I highly recommend it if you go anywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, out of the shops that you've seen, which shop do you like the best so far?
Michael Waltrip.
Okay. He's got a good shop. He really does.
Yeah.
Very fan interactive. the whole thing's a catwalk. You can kind of just look down and see what they're doing.
Right.
I don't know what the guys think that work there. I mean, I guess they get used to it, but if I would think that I would feel like a little self-conscious all day because you could have just people looking down at you all day long. It might be a little weird.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
So are you planning on coming to Speed Street at all?
Yes, we're going to go there Friday.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, pass by the stage and the autograph sessions because I'll be there kind of hosting it, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'll give you the microphone and let you do some questions and ask Jarvis some questions. That would be pretty cool. Would you
sure,
be okay with that?
I'd be more than happy to do that. Yeah.
Awesome.
Most definitely.
So now when are you headed back to Arizona, actually?
Sunday.
Okay, so you're not actually sticking around for the race?
No, we have to leave early Sunday morning. We're going to be there all day Saturday, but we have to leave Sunday.
Gotcha. All right, well, are you planning on going to any other tracks this year?
You know what? I'm pretty sure, definitely, I will go to Phoenix, for sure. The West Coast races are a lot easier for me to go to.
Right.
I will probably go Vegas and California are real good chances.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix for sure.
Cool. So, Laura, how can people connect with you on social media?
Laura, it's Laura.Hawk on Facebook.
Okay, cool. Cool. Well, after the show's over, I'll post up links to it, and if people want to go check out the pictures that you've taken this week, I'll send them your way.
Definitely.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you very much for stopping me on Pit Road and for saying hello. It was really nice meeting you in person, and thank you for coming on the show. I hope you enjoyed the rest of your time this week. And pass by Friday at Speed Street, and I'll hand the microphone right over to you.
All right. We'll see you Friday. Thank you.
All right, good deal. Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. How cool. She's having a really good time. I am really glad that I ran into her and had her on the show. I technically did not have a dedicated fan in the stands reporter for the All-Star race because while it was unfortunate and these things happen, what are you going to do? But my dedicated fan in the stands reporter program is still in effect. And if you want to be one of my future dedicated fan in the stands reporters at an upcoming NASCAR race this year, connect with me and tell me which race you're planning on going to. And give me your reasons why I should pick you, and maybe I will. If I do, I'll try and send you some garage passes, and I will send you to the track on a mission. As you know, you'll be helping me and a lot of other race fans stay updated all weekend long while you have the best time you've ever had at the racetrack. I promise you that. Now it's time for me to give a shout-out to my sponsor, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals and businesses manage their finances to help them not only grow their businesses, but improve their quality of life as well. They've been a huge supporter of this Race Fans Rock radio show, InfieldGen.com, and a strong supporter of Brian Keselowski Motorsports. And they are a huge supporter of RaceFansRock.com, my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, have helped so many of their clients achieve the life that they've always wanted, and they've provided them the peace of mind and with the kind of financial stability that they were looking for. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, can help you live the good life, too. For more information and to schedule your free consultation, visit www.highlandwealthny.com. Do it today. That's highlandwealthny.com. And if you are in the Charlotte, North Carolina area or surrounding areas and your house is an absolute mess, don't worry. Just call Taste Cleaning Services and they will get your home or office back in tip-top shape and smelling great in no time at all. There's no job that they can't handle that's not too big, it's not too small, and it's not too disgusting. Trust me. I really am talking from experience here. I have 3 basset hounds and things can get pretty dirty and stinky pretty quickly. My hound dogs only look cute and low maintenance, but they could be stinky. But Taste Cleaning Services is fully licensed and insured, and they clean residential homes and commercial buildings and offices. You can find them on Facebook, / Taste Cleaning Services, that's TATES, Cleaning Services, or you can email them at northcarolinamade@gmail.com. and you can give them a call at 763-269-1919. Tell them Infield Jen sent you. They are the best, and you will not be disappointed with their results. All right, moving on. I don't know if you've had the chance to see this, but I've been posting on social media about the limited edition Brian Keselowski and Infield Jen t-shirts that are available for sale for a limited time only, only until May 21st. Now, they are a good, high-quality Adidas shirt, and it's all done through collegetown.com. Here's an interview that I had with Adam King, who runs the program. Hi, Adam. Recently, you reached out to me about the College Town t-shirt program that you run. Please tell my listeners about the program and how it all got started.
Well, College Town is a company that's based in Windsor, Wisconsin. Windsor is a suburb of Madison. It was founded by a gentleman named Tom Hamlin, who has a long history in the state of Wisconsin for fundraising and helping schools generate income. He founded College Town as a way to reach out to high schools and universities and colleges, help supplement their athletic income, and supplement, like, bookstore income. So the way it works is everything's in-house. We have a large shop. We're affiliated with Under Armour, and we're affiliated with Adidas.
Okay.
And what we do is we seek individuals out, and we work with those individuals to help design shirts. And it's anything from a basic t-shirt to an Under Armour t-shirt to an Adidas t-shirt to anything all the way up to polos, pants, I mean, anything that Adidas and Under Armour carry. What we do for them is we design everything in-house. We electronically create a form, and then fans can go on the web using that form. They can log into a website, and then they can place an order for apparel for the organization from which they want. And we love working with Brian Keselowski, and we love working with Infield Jen. We do.
Thank you. How did you get Under Armour and Adidas involved in your program?
Our target market when the company first formed, and this is the second company that Mr. Hamlin formed, did the same thing. He retired for a few years and then missed it and got back into it. He has a very long-standing relationship with Adidas, and he has a long-standing relationship now with Under Armour.
Gotcha.
It used to be that Nike really controlled the market for high school sports and college sports, and you can see that definitely when you look at a lot of the universities' college football teams, what they're wearing on the weekend. Adidas and Under Armour both sought to go after that market. They looked at Mr. Hamlin as a huge resource for that,
okay.
And Adidas signed on, and then Under Armour signed on, and we work with teams on uniforms, cleats, socks. We even work on underwear with these guys, and what we do is we give them team pricing.
Okay.
I am a school administrator. I do benefit from College Town with my own school. I do deal with other companies, though. But College Town really does help these schools put athletes in top-flight equipment and help them do it very affordably. Because not only can a school, like not only can a high school football team get apparel from the College Town program, but it can also get their uniforms in it. It's kind of a one-stop for everything that they need.
Nice. Now, what do you do with the proceeds of the t-shirt sales that we would be doing?
Well, for example, Brian Keselowski Motorsports and Infield Jen, what we do is the prices are marked up. We do have basic costs that go into a shirt. They're marked up slightly, and then the organization profits from the t-shirt. They get the profit.
Okay.
Essentially, we're giving the organization the item for cost, and then the organization can raise the money to generate fun. A shirt that's really popular and I always put on forums for different teams, and I do work with a number of NASCAR and ARCA teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Adidas logo tee. It's basically their camp t-shirt. It's the average t-shirt that Adidas makes. It's the same shirt that if you go to a college bookstore, like the University of Wisconsin is an Adidas sponsored school. The University of Wisconsin bookstore is going to sell that for $28 or $30.
Wow.
Our goal is to give that to the fans, especially the racing fans, at a very good cost.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can represent their team, represent their driver. But it also allows the organizations such as Brian Keselowski Motorsport or Infield Jen, it helps them just generate funds and operating funds.
Gotcha. Well, what made you decide to reach out to Brian and I to do this program?
Well, I am a NASCAR fan. I do work for a NASCAR team in the summer.
Okay.
My family is involved in racing, especially in Indiana. My family's from Indiana, Kentucky. We do a lot of, we're involved with a lot of sprint car racing and midget racing.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school for motorsports communications, and college town was looking to expand the Adidas market, and Adidas used to really be prevalent in NASCAR, and Dale Jr. Used to wear Adidas suit and Adidas racing shoes, and Brad Keselowski used to wear Adidas mm-hmm. and Adidas racing shoes. What they did is they wanted to kind of go back and take a look at it, and they encouraged college town to seek out motorsports relationships, and that's why I was contacted, because I do have contacts within the racing industry.
Cool.
And we've gone to a lot of teams, anywhere from a small late model team to a big, we're working with a small handful of Sprint Cup teams right now, and their sponsors. So Brian is definitely a guy that I really respect, how he races and what he does to race, and I respect the operation that he runs. He's a hard-working racer. And Jen, I really love what you do with the fans and the promotions that you do with the fans and what you offer to fans at our race weekend experience.
Thank you.
So I just thought that Brian Keselowski and Enfield Jen would be a great, benefit greatly from the program, but also they'd be a great representative of the Adidas brand and the College Town brand.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we really do hope to you know, promote the sales as much as we can and generate them, so, you know, to help kind of help you guys out as well. Because, you know, we definitely want to support education. Now, how many students are involved with the process, like from designing the T-shirts to processing the orders? Like, what's all involved with that?
Well, College Town, it's a professional company that's run, it's run by adults, and our shop is honestly as large as a good-sized Sprint Cup shop. There's an assembly line. It starts with the salesman making the contact with the organization, the Alma salesman. But then it goes, there's a customer service rep that works with the art department to start the design process. And then from the design process, and it'd be really cool if your fans and your listeners could really see our art shop. It's a giant room, just banks of computers in.
Wow.
We have wonderful graphic designers that lay everything out. And I'll be honest with you, adapting to the racing style, they've done a very good job of that, but it's been a process where they take a look at what everybody else has designed. But from art, then, once it gets approved by the customer, depending on what it is, like if it's a screen like your T-shirts, we have in-house where the guy constructs the screens, and there's two gentlemen actually back there that construct the screens, and then they mass-produce them fairly quickly. It is a huge process in terms of its size, but we have simplified it, we streamlined it, and that's why we can get the cost down.
Gotcha.
We do work with large universities also, and Under Armour and Adidas both use us to help supplement what they produce for their sponsor schools. Like Under Armour is a huge sponsor of the University of Maryland.
Okay.
And Under Armour is now involved with, like, at Michigan and Notre Dame. We do stuff for them, and then Adidas helps us. We have a great relationship with the University of Wisconsin, Indiana University, and our process is very simple, but it's massive that we can really do meet the needs of those colleges and those universities. So customer service is always our greatest goal, and we want to offer choices. We want to offer different things for our clients to use to help them improve their business or improve their organization.
Very cool. Now, what sizes do these shirts come in?
The Adidas shirts, every shirt basically comes in a small to a 3XL.
Okay.
And that's just the way that Adidas usually runs in, like, the camp T-shirt that they do and some of the different women's cuts. Adidas runs very universal.
Okay.
Which is what I like, and that's why I always put race teams in the Adidas, because it does run universally. Okay. If you wear a large, you're going to wear a large.
Okay, so
untrue
to size.
Under Armour does run universal,
mm-hmm.
But when you go to their T-shirts and stuff like that, and Under Armour is a great product, but with people getting nervous still about it, and we're slowly, some of the race teams that we work with are taking a look at switching over to Under Armour, which is a good thing, and Under Armour is really expanding their brand between all the athletics too, and they're looking forward to getting into racing. And you know that Hendrick Motorsports is a huge, huge Under Armour deal.
Right.
So it's right now I do tend to put the race teams in Adidas, but we're slowly going to be moving over to the Under Armour also, and it gives the race teams more of a choice.
Gotcha. Now, how can people order these T-shirts?
Well, for Brian Kedlowski and Infield Jen, you can go to their Facebook pages,
mm-hmm.
Or you can bypass all of that. And if you go to ktforms.com,
mm-hmm.
on that page, it's going to ask for an access code. The access code is BKM IF as in Frank J. You type that in, and it will take you directly to the Brian Kedlowski Infield Jen store.
Very cool. Now, when people order and everything, how when will they get their shirts?
Once the store closes, it's a time form. We do that just because so there's no overhead to the race teams or anything like that. We do that as quickly as we possibly can, so it's usually like a 10 to 12 day form. Yours is running a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But then once the form closes, they get it in 2 to 3 weeks, depending on our production time. We just closed a form for a race team that it closed about a week and a half ago, and people are already starting to get their products in, and we ship directly to people's houses.
Very cool. Now, as far as advertising, do you promote these sales with social media only?
We don't, especially with the race teams. Obviously, we're in a kind of an experimental thing as we do that with the race teams right now, trying to figure out what works and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But we use a lot of Twitter. We use a lot of Facebook. We use Instagram. But a lot of what really does help, and the teams that we have specifically targeted are teams that we really do respect, and we respect all NASCAR teams and ARCA teams.
Mm-hmm.
The ARCA and NASCAR teams really do work hard to get themselves on the track and race. And,
yeah.
But they have very loyal fans, which we love. So what we do suggest to some of the teams is if we know that the team owner has personal friends with a lot of fans, we put the form in a kind of a JPEG, mm-hmm. so they can text it even. And
okay.
We do have a form that just opened for one of the Xfinity teams, and I know those fans from our team, so what I did was I texted it to a bunch of people, and then they text, and then it carries on. But Facebook and Twitter and Instagram is a huge resource for us to help market these forms.
Okay. All right, well, we will do our best to get the word out, you know, that our shirts are available, they're ready to be shipped soon, you know, and hoping we can get some sales for you. You know, we have a lot of the social sites that you mentioned, Instagram, Pinterest. We have Facebook, Twitter, obviously, racefansrock.com, and LinkedIn. And, I mean, whatever is out there, we're pretty much on it. So, you know, we'll continue to do that until the end date, which is the 21st of May, right?
Correct, it is,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Well,
we do respect you guys, and
mm-hmm.
This is a great way to help your race team get back to the track and get up to speed. And not only, I mean, if you buy, if you can share it off of Facebook or retweet it, it's just really a way that you can definitely help a race team. So I really do love the fans that I've dealt with Infield Jen and Brian Kozlowski. They're great fans. I know they're going to support you guys and help Brian get back on track and help your program. But no, we love working with you, and I hope we can work together in the future.
I do too. You know, I want to thank you for connecting with Brian and I and giving us the opportunity to work with you. And you know, thank you for coming on the show. And we'll continue to get the word out there and get those T-shirts into the hands of some race fans. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great night, and I'll talk to you real soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Well, there you go. If you would like to get one of these high-end exclusive shirts for Brian Kozlowski Motorsports or Infield Jen, their Adidas shirts, go to www.ktforms.com and type in the code BKMIFJ into the box, click enter, choose the shirt you'd like, pick the size you need, and proceed to checkout. Your shirt will arrive in the mail soon after. And if you purchase a shirt, shoot me a pic of you wearing it, and I'll post it on our websites on BrianKozlowski.com and InfieldGen.com. So, I have a question for you out there. Have you joined RaceFansRock.com yet? I'm telling you, it's getting really, really good on there, and I don't know what you're waiting for to sign up. RaceFansRock.com is my social community that's dedicated to racing and everyone in it, drivers, fans, media, race teams, everybody that's involved in racing is able to be a part of it. We've combined the best features of popular social media like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and we've smushed it all into one social community, and it's dedicated to everything racing. I can't say it enough. Get in on it now and watch it grow. We are doing things every single week to it. We're giving away cool prizes weekly, and we have a lot more to come. The Facebook and Twitter integration are finally completed. And so now when you connect your Facebook account and Twitter account to RaceFansRock.com and you want to post something, you can hit the little Facebook and the little Twitter icons under the post, and it will send your post that you put on RaceFansRock.com. It'll send it straight to Facebook, and it'll send it straight to Twitter. It's really cool, and it works because I tested it over and over and over. plus, you can physically connect your Twitter account to RaceFansRock, and what I mean by that is once you have your account, your Twitter connected, okay, you'll go to the home page, and you'll see a little tab that says Twitter on it, and it'll be on your RaceFansRock.com profile. When you click on it, your whole Twitter feed comes up on RaceFansRock.com. And you can tweet directly from Race Fans Rock. You can favorite a tweet from Race Fans Rock. You can quote and retweet from Race Fans Rock. And it will all post to Twitter from Race Fans Rock. It's awesome. Now, we have not had a single complaint about the site, and everyone that has joined it is in love with it. But by far, like I said, always my favorite thing about the site is the live individual chat rooms for every driver in the top three series and then some. That's right. You heard me right. I have them set up for every single driver in the NASCAR Sprint Cup, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series. I even have a few ARCA drivers in there, so after you become a member, click on the chat tab. You'll see where it'll say Browse Chat Rooms. You click on that, and then you look for your favorite driver's name. You click on his or her name, and boom, you're in their room, and it's instant. You will instantly connect with other race fans that like the same driver as you do that's in that room with you, and you never know when that driver will actually pop in there to chat with his or her fans in real live time. It's really, really cool, and I've got great feedback from it. You know, you can't do that on other forms of social media like Facebook, Twitter. You post something, you got to wait for somebody to read it, you got to wait for them to respond, you got to wait for them to send it, and then you read it. Well, with these live chat rooms, you post it, they see it, they respond, it's instant, it's done. And you can keep the conversation going. So my goal is to build a one-stop social media shop for everyone to stay up to date with everything and everyone in racing, all in one awesome site. And so far, so good. It's really coming together, and I know you're going to love it as much as I already do. So we've got over 160 members last time I checked, and I know that they're really enjoying it because with just those 160-plus people, we have over 80,000 interactions and page hits on that site. I mean, so the people that are on there, they are using it. They love it. And, you know, out of all those hits and interactions on the site, we've only had one idiot come on the site. He made a really rude comment about a driver. But, you know, in a way, it was good because it kind of let us know that our security system is working really well. So we quickly removed the comment, and we let that person know that those kind of postings will not be tolerated in our racing community at all. So far we haven't had any other issues like that, but if we were to have more issues, and if it was from the same person, we have the ability to remove not only the negative or crude comments, but we have the ability to remove that person and their account from our site altogether. We have a 3-strike policy, and once anyone gets 3 strikes, they are out. But hopefully we will not have many issues like that. I'm promoting a fun site for fans, drivers, teams, media, sponsors, etc. Come on down to the site and share all things racing, and it's all positive. So, now still on the agenda of things to come for Race Fans Rock is the classified section, which will have an eBay kind of feel to it, you know, so it'll be familiar, and it'll be easy to navigate. So race fans will be able to buy and sell everything from their racing memorabilia to their motorhome. There's a lot more in the cards for this site, but I'm not going to give it all away. So you'll just have to join RaceFansRock.com today, right now. Do it. Signing up is easy. Best of all, it's free. So what are you waiting for, huh? Do it, and I will see you there. Make sure you add me as a friend, and you can have as many friends on there as you like. unlike some other social sites who limit you. With RaceFansRock.com, the sky's the limit. So be friends with everyone if you want. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Tiffany Zornow, who was the winner of our new Member of the Week contest. She was automatically entered into the weekly contest just for joining RaceFansRock.com. And so were a lot of other people who joined last week. But Tiffany won a hat, and she chose Denny Hamlin, so she will be receiving a Denny Hamlin hat very, very soon. Next week's winner could be you, but you got to join RaceFansRock.com to be eligible. All prizes are courtesy of RaceGear.com. RaceGear.com has everything you can think of that a race fan would want, so go to www.racegear.com and get yourself some cool stuff. Next week, we're giving away a T-shirt to a lucky new member. They get to pick a T-shirt of their favorite driver, and good luck to all those that join. All right, moving along. Matt Krajewski, who drives the number 54 ARCA car in the ARCA Racing Series, will be racing at the Pocono ARCA 200 at Pocono Raceway on June 16th, which means Brian Keselowski will be his crew chief once again, and I will get to hop over the wall at Pocono Raceway with my catch can. Yahoo! I am excited about it, as you can tell. But Brian picked up a nice car for Matt to drive at Pocono, since Matt only had a Super Speedway car. So we're getting that all ready, you know, and Matt will have a really good car up there. And, you know, like I said, up until now, Matt's only driven at the Super Speedways like Daytona and Talladega. Well, since he finished 7th at Daytona this year and 6th at Talladega a few weeks ago, he wants to do more, and Pocono is his home track. He's out of Pennsylvania, so it'll be really good for him to see what he can do on the tricky triangle. And since Pocono is only a couple of hours away from my mom in Staten Island, I'm actually going to try to go home and see her for a little while if I get the chance to do it, which it will be really good. You know, I haven't seen her in quite a while, so it'll be good to see her again. Now, as you know, I've been posting updates about Brian and his brand new ARCA car, his baby junior. Well, the car has all the body panels on it, and it is 95% ready to see the track. It's been a long process building the car, but it looks amazing. Now, hopefully it won't take us too much longer to find the funds that we need to get Brian and our car out on the track. Now, if you remember, I had put it out there that I had been looking for a real marketing company to work with and have them help us find the sponsorship and partners we need to be successful. Now, we're not interested in starting parking or anything like that. We want them to help us do it full-time and do it right. Well, things are going pretty good, and we are talking with some people that are knowledgeable and experienced and seem to be able to help us get the job done. So that's where we're at with it. Now, if you're listening, and if you're part of the motorsports marketing industry, connect with me as soon as you can, and hey, maybe we can work together. All inquiries will be answered directly by me, and I can be reached at infieldgen@gmail.com. Now, with that said, I am still looking for sponsors with or without the help of a marketing company. And if any of my tuned-in listeners want to get their feet wet in the sport as a sponsor, I want you to know that in addition to just having a decal on our car or a patch on Brian's uniform, we're offering very attractive packages that include representation on both BrianKozlowski.com and InfieldGen.com, extensive social media awareness that includes Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, you name it, whatever else is out there, we're on it, as well as live commercials right here on the show. We can even include some VIP experience passes to the ARCA race and or to a NASCAR Spring Cup Series race of our sponsor's choice. Pretty cool. No matter which way you look at it, it's a good opportunity for you to get the word out about your business, your product, your brand. And, hey, if you want to make an announcement like happy birthday, happy anniversary, will you marry me? And if you want to use our car and our team as a vessel for you to do that, just let me know and I'll make it happen for you. So connect with me for more information, infieldgen@gmail.com. Okay, now that the All-Star Race is over, we're looking forward to a jam-packed, fun weekend right here in our own backyard at Charlotte Motor Speedway this coming weekend with the Coca-Cola 600. I will be there, and I know I'll get to meet a ton of race fans and see some friends. It's the longest race of the year, but what makes it even nicer for drivers, crew members, and me is that when it's all over, we can all drive home and sleep in our own beds. And I got a really nice bed, so I love sleeping. Well, let's go. The official entry list for the NASCAR Spring Cup Series Coca-Cola 600 and the NASCAR Xfinity Series Hisense 300 are released. On the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series list has 48 cars on the entry list for Sunday night's Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We have Kyle Busch is back in his 18 car. Got Ryan Blaney in the 21, Chase Elliott in the 25, Jeff Green in the 30, Mike Bliss in the number 32 of Go Green Racing, Alex Kennedy is in the number 33, Travis Quaffle is in the number 39, and Michael McDowell is in the number 95. Now, drivers who need to be in the top 36 in points, drivers who need to be in the top 36 in speed and have no provisional available to them are the 26 of Jeb Burton, who is 44th in the owner's points, the number 62 of Brendan Gaughan, which is 45th in the owner's points, the number 25 of Chase Elliott, which is 46th in the owner's points, the number 30 of Jeff Green, who's 49th in the owner's points, and Travis Quaffle in the number 39 has no owner's points yet. So, good luck to those guys. The race is set to start Sunday night, May 24th at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. Now, there are 42 cars so far on the NASCAR Xfinity Series list, and it's the Hisense 300 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We have Casey Kane in the number 5 for Junior Motorsports. Rick Wears Racing, number 15, is on the entry list, but a driver is still to be announced. Green is in the number 19. Ryan Blaney is back in the number 22 for Team Penske. The number 26 will be driven by Kyle Fowler. The number 40 is Timmy Hill. Denny Hamlin returns to the number 54 for Joe Gibbs Racing. Chad Boat returns to with the 84 team. Eric Amarola will be in the number 98. The race is set to start on Saturday, May 23rd at 2:30 p.m. on Fox. Now, if you're not at the track this weekend and if you're not able to catch the action on Fox, or even if you are welcome to grab a seat on my social sofa in my very own social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com. And you can chat with others live all race long. I will be at the track this weekend, and I will do my best to stay connected to everyone on social media, provided I have the signal to do it. And I'll take as many pictures as I can and try to upload them, again, if signal permits me to do it. So just grab yourself a beverage, some snacks, and a seat, and let's all watch the best drivers in the world do what they do best. Now keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests all week long. Find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing Infield Jen in the search box and add me as your friend. You can still connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InfieldJenFanpage and facebook.com/racefansrock. You can follow me on Twitter at InfieldJen. And I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Pinterest, and more. Make sure to visit my website, InfieldJen.com, on a daily basis and check out the newest and latest news, pictures, videos, race results, new blog posts, cool fan stories, high-speed headlines, team press releases, and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldJen.com. Then don't forget to click over to my merchandise tab and get yourself some InfieldJen gear. There's everything from bumper stickers to T-shirts, and I even got a coffee mug. I really like that coffee mug. It's pretty cute. Well, I'm running out of time for tonight's show, and I want to thank all my guests for coming on to talk to me, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, for their continued support, Tate's Cleaning Services for helping me keep a clean home, and to everybody who tuned in, I hope you guys out there all enjoy this weekend's races at Charlotte Motor Speedway. I can't wait to see all the pictures and fun everyone at the racetrack will have this weekend, which will all be posted on InfieldJen.com under the Fan Central section. Remember to come on down and see me at Speed Street this Thursday and Friday so I can give you the chance to connect with your favorite drivers. Congratulations once again to Tiffany Zornow, winner of my RaceFansRock.com weekly new member prize giveaway. She won a hat of her favorite driver, and next week it could be you, but you'll win a T-shirt next week. But only if you join me on RaceFansRock.com. So we'll get to do this again next Tuesday night, and I hope you tune in for that one as well. Have a great week, and I'll catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, racefansrock.com. Good night.